Rude. All right. William's being mean to me, y'all.
Fake news.
It is not. All right. So this is off thenation.com. Washington State. What do you guys say? You have Washington State privilege?
Yeah, from different time. I don't know what happened.
No, it's a good thing.
Like, since I left, I think different people have moved there. I want to know how many residents are new.
No, this is good. Washington State has created the nation's first social insurance program for long-term care. That's a good thing, right?
Social insurance.
Yeah.
That is vague. For long-term care of what?
Elderly people.
Now, how much care? Care is subjective.
Care.
Care bears. All right, Lionheart.
Care bear share. Let's go, nigga. About 3 years ago, Ruth Egger's father got up to go to the bathroom in the night. When he tried to get back into bed, he fell, breaking his hip.
Fuck.
Yeah. The painful recovery, during which he used a walker, sent him into a depression. Since then, he's gone downhill, says Egger. He suffers from memory loss, had gallbladder surgery, and now needs help dressing, showering, and taking medication. Not sure how the gallbladder surgery ties in there, but all right. Because that's typically a laparoscopic surgery, and it's like 20 minutes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I mean, my biological niece got hers removed.
I had mine removed.
I didn't do that. I just keep it, you know, fuck it. I don't care. Gallbladder, pancreas, all that shit.
Yeah, mine wasn't, it wasn't working properly, but yeah. No, it's like super simple to take it out, so it's just like, and you don't need it, so they're just, you know.
Yeah, I'm keeping my appendix and all that stuff, tonsils. I'm holding all that shit. It's mine. I bought it.
You didn't buy it. You were born with it.
I bought it. No, I actually bought it.
You were born that way, Lady Gaga. Calm down.
Incorrect. No. I actually wasn't born. I was an aborted fetus. But then I went over to the next room and got some baby body parts from one that was aborted incorrectly, and I just kind of screwed them on. I'm good with tools.
So basically, you're just a conglomeration of aborted fetus parts.
Yeah, I'm like six black kids. Yeah.
All right, Frankenstein. Franken Negro.
I know, I'm trying to think of like, how would you... Duh Frankenstein. Sean?
All right. Egger's parents, who are both in their early 90s, are fortunate enough to be able to afford to live in an assisted living facility in Issaquah?
Yeah.
Issaquah, Washington. But their rent is climbing while their income stays fixed, forcing them to draw from their savings. This has made them unwilling to pay for extra services at the facility that could make a difference, including help with chores and assistance for Egger's father with daily tasks. Without another adult present, Egger's mother is afraid to leave her husband to go to the pool or exercise classes in case he falls again.
Well, isn't there... How about rent control?
Yeah, rent control would be very helpful, too.
Or how about a person can't own some shit they don't live on or in?
That would be helpful, too. But, you know... Let's not get carried away with the trying to end capitalism thing.
Yeah, no. Let them still own it, but just only let them exploit them for this much instead of that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to manage your exploitation.
You do.
That's freedom.
You do, yeah. Egger says, I would feel so much happier if they had somebody at least once a week to come in so she could feel like she could leave or go to the doctor and not worry about him. But she adds they're just frightened of not having enough money. Without professional assistance, Egger picks up the slack. She drives a half hour each way once a week, where she lives in from where she lives in Seattle, to spend time with her father so her mother can leave their apartment. She's taken over doing their bills and goes with them to doctor's appointments and feels the strain. Well, if her parents are in their 90s, she's probably what, like in her fucking 70s and doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Bernie Sanders taking care of older people.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Christ.
Yeah, that's
holy shit, 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think John McCain's mother is in her 90s and still alive.
Ugh.
Maybe she really didn't like him and she just stayed like, I'm going to see this little fuck die. Fucking got caught. I did not send you there to get caught, boy. Look at your fucking arms now. Well, look at your fucking arms. Like, you know, that's how she talked to him.
Racism keeps white women alive.
I don't know. How many white men you think killed a white woman and said, I can totally just blame one of them?
Not the lady who got Emmett Till lynched. Not her.
Not her.
She's still alive.
And having a good time, too.
One of her kids died.
See, you shouldn't have the shit in my head.
I mean, it's not like I feel bad about it. Yeah, I'm just saying it happened.
That bloodline isn't much of a contributor.
No, there's other ones that survived.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't all die.
Well, maybe they're unhappy.
I can only hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Which, I mean, it's got to be a little bit embarrassing to know that your mom is the one who got Emmett Till lynched. Like,
Or is it? What are their immediate surroundings and social circle?
But it did lead to, like, the kickoff of the civil rights movement, so, like, now schools are integrated because of your mother.
Yeah, but then probably now they're just fucking claiming credit for that. Look how fucking progressive we are. Vote blue no matter who, fuckface. Kill a nigger, get a Democrat.
Yeah. What? I don't know. She's not dead yet. Yeah, that's all I know.
Emmett was a super tilliter.
Tilliter? Okay.
What?
So a policy that is about to become law in Washington State, which is the first of its kind, would offer relief to people in Edgar's parents' position and to her as well. The Long-Term Care Trust Act, which passed the state legislature at the end of April and will be signed into law by Governor Jay Inslee on Monday, establishes the country's first social insurance program to pay for long-term care. All residents will pay 58 cents on every $100 of income into the state trust. After state residents have paid into the fund for 10 years, or three if they experience a catastrophic disabling event, they'll be able to tap up to $100 a day with a lifetime cap of $36,500 when they need help with daily activities such as eating, bathing, or dressing. $36,000 is not a lot of money, though.
That's annual.
No, that's the lifetime cap.
The lifetime?
Yeah. That's not a lot of money for, yeah.
As we said earlier, care is subjective.
Yeah. The money can be spent in a variety of ways. It could cover a home health aide to provide periodic support and care, or it could be used to install accessible showers in someone's home or a ramp so they can get in and out of their front door more easily. It could cover transportation costs to and from medical appointments or pay to have food delivered to a homebound person. I mean, that's all good, but $36,000 is not a lot of money.
No.
Because, like, what, $100 a day is the maximum you can take out, and $36,000 is your absolute cap, but, like, a home health aid... Yeah, you're literally
getting 10% of a year.
A home health aid is, like, 12 to 15 bucks an hour. So if you have a home health aid for, like, a 24-hour period, like, if you fall or whatever, and you need a home health aid for 24 hours, that, like, that exceeds your daily cap. The cost of that.
Yeah. They're not really thinking it through.
I guess that's a you gotta start somewhere thing. All right.
Cool, Dad. What is that?
Some old Indian thing.
What's it for?
Well, I don't know much about Indians, but I do know tools. And if I had to guess, I'd say you jam one of these in the back of a white man's skull, twist the handle like so, and then your blood runs out through the hole here. Yep, that's what it's for.
What? That matches the story.
It does not match the story. All right, there's a lot more to this article, but I'm not actually going to read it all because it's, you know, the highly editorialized, like, here's this person and how they're going to use the fun type thing, as opposed to, like, the news aspect of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Individual testimonies.
Yes. Yeah, this isn't church. We don't do testimonies here. This is a yoga center.
That's right.
So, yeah, so there is that. That's what's going on. I mean, it's a good start, and it will help some people. So, you know, I can't be, like, against it. I just wish it did more because, you know, we can afford more. But we believe in wealth inequality. So, here we are.
All right. And with that, it is 8:59 a.m.
Yes.
So we will be taking a break from recording, and then we will come back and record an ass load more that I will be uploading to be distributed throughout the week.
Yes.
Wine cellar shit. WineCellarMedia.com. Thanks for fucking with us. And that's the whole thing. I'm not going to do the full pitch. All right.
Really?